Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, as he brings his cows home, Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill reflects on the pasture rotation system he used for the first time this summer.
There's lots of different grazing management practices, but take half, leave half is the one that I try to use.
In ranching, as in life, rules of thumb help. This is the one Weston lives by to help him rotate 60 cows through six pastures on 900 acres, 80 miles from his ranch.
I assess the range and the grass before I go in. When I assess that they've eaten half of what is there, I'll move them out. The grass is less stressed, the soil is less stressed, and it can be a more productive area.
Weston's referring to his leased ground in Golden Valley County, from which he recently trucked his 60 cows to the home place in Fergus County. That's about 80 Montana highway miles. Ranches in the western U.S. are often like Weston's, a combination of privately owned land, often 19th century homesteads passed down through generations, and grazing leases on federal or other privately owned land. Weston was lucky to get this lease a few years ago. It's a way for him and his wife Shannon to expand the scale of what began as his grandfather's operation to provide for them and their growing young family. The rub is the distance, especially in a winter like this.
I had been feeding them for a couple weeks because of the weather, but the grass was used up and the snow was so deep, we just wanted to make sure that we got them home. And they're getting closer to calving, so we want to make sure we start pampering them a little bit more.
To pamper a cow is to feed her hay, maybe give her a windbreak or two. Even dealing with the snowbound county roads, moving 60 cows 80 miles in a semi-trailer was a cinch compared with moving five times that number, which is what Weston did until this year.
The landlord is very conscientious of the wildlife and preserving the range so that it can support the cows and the wildlife. He didn't want anything in there through the summer so that everything could grow up and not be disturbed. And then through the fall, he likes to hunt, so obviously he wants to make sure there's good wildlife habitat.
That meant it was late fall before Weston could bring his cows down.
Hauling 270 cows, it takes some logistics and it takes time and a lot of effort. And to do all that effort, say in December, to bring the cows home in February was a lot of work in a short amount of time. So we were able to come up with a good grazing system that allows us to keep less amount of cows, and we rotated pastures throughout the summer so that we didn't overuse one single pasture, and we were able to keep those cows down there from June until now.
That's where the take half, leave half philosophy comes in. The River Ranch, that's what Weston calls the Levina place because it sits on the Musselshell River, was ceded to crested wheatgrass in the 1980s. Good in some ways, it greens up early, but bad in others. Over time, it depletes the soil, leaving grass in clumps with lots of exposed earth.
Those pastures where I had to be a little more delicate, I obviously moved through them a little faster, meaning I didn't leave the cows as long. Cows, they're big animals. They'll chew things right down to the ground, and obviously that's not good for the grass.
Eventually, Weston will reseed those areas to more productive grass. In the meantime, he's focused on fences, those icons of the American West.
Not every situation is ideal, and not every ranch is the same. So there's certain pastures that, man, this one's set up just right. Water's readily available. It's kind of centrally located, or there's a few different waters throughout. And the cows are really spread out, and they use all the range efficiently. And then there's some pastures where that's just not quite as feasible because of terrain or location. But you do the best you can.
Next week, Weston's elected to the Fergus County Livestock Association.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.